Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. It's July 14th. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Teresa Allen, KPFT. Carolyn Burden, WVAI.
President.
Yes, okay. Fred Blair, KPFK.
Here.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Kim Kaufman, KPFK.
Here.
Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Here.
Bob Lederer, WVAI.
Here.
Frank LaFever, WVAI. This is Michael Miller, KPFK. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Here.
Serene Roberts, WVAI.
Present.
Richard Ezell, KPFT. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I am here.
Jane Zara, WPFW. That's 11, that's a quorum.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I have emailed a draft agenda. It's almost identical to the one I sent before the last meeting, which a couple weeks ago, which did not reach quorum. So are there any amendments or discussion?
Janet Kay?
Yes.
So I would like us to talk about that balloting and tabulation announcement, that item that I had requested be modified. I didn't hear back from anybody, but I'd like us to just briefly discuss that.
Sure.
E-balloting option.
Right. I actually added under number 4, where it says next steps on cost-cutting measures, I inserted including
nonprofits.
I realize I should read this out for those who may not be at a computer or those who are listening on the stream. So my proposal is number 1, approval of June 17th committee meeting minutes for taking 5 minutes. 2, status of national election supervisor job applications, budget status, membership list cleanup, and possible next steps, 40 minutes. 3, report of timeline working group and next steps, 30 minutes. 4, next steps on cost-cutting measures, including letter to nonprofits and discussion of whether to draft an RFP for balloting and tabulation services, 20 minutes. And then 5, upcoming committee meetings, just announcing the next one has been set for Monday, July 28th, and the setting of any meeting after that for 5 minutes, with a time-certain adjournment of 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So are there any amendments? Okay, hearing none.
Well, this is Kim.
Yes.
I have to question that Margie is on this committee if she's the IED. I think that's sort of a conflict.
God, that's the best news anybody told me all day. I am, I've been on this committee from the beginning because I was a representative from KPFA, but if anybody thinks there's a conflict, I'm happy to get off the call.
Janet Kay, can I say something?
Yes.
So one of the things that we've been wanting is a report from Margie about the NES situation and finances or whatever. So can she at least stay on and do that, and then leave?
Okay, Serene.
Okay, I don't see the conflict of interest. Unless we're voting on something
that the ED is going to be direct, you know, IED, is going to be directed to do, at which point I expect that she would recuse herself from ordering herself or not ordering herself to do something. There's no conflict of interest. Further, I just heard a statement that something we've been wanting from Margie. Margie became IED last weekend, the July 4th weekend. So we couldn't have been wanting it from Margie. Just to correct the record on that.
Janet Kay.
Were you finished, Serene?
Lawrence Ray's to the stack.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done. Thanks.
Okay. All right. I had called on myself, and then Janet already spoke, so Lawrence next, and then Janet. I agree with Serene. We've actually had IEDs who were not on the board on calls for long periods of time to discuss things that they would be involved in implementing. It actually strengthened the coordination and the process to have them there. If it comes to something that's a specific motion directing the IED, then she could simply recuse herself. The other items are just discussion and, things of a different nature. So next is Lawrence.
Yeah,
I know who my real friends are now. Never mind. Excuse me, Lawrence. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I hope I'm still different. I just wanted to say, essentially, reiterate what Bob just said in regards to, you know, she could always recuse herself if there's a vote that, you know, could come into play that might be a conflict.
Okay. Janet?
Yeah, well, I'm tending to agree. I just wanted to say that when I said that Margie, we were wanting information from Margie, it was as chair that she was going, or she had been in contact with Bernard Duncan before, and she was going to report back to us. So it's whatever. It's not as easy. Or IED. Anyway, that's
okay.
I'm done.
All right. So are there any other comments on the agenda, or is there any objection to approving the agenda as proposed? Okay. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. And let me just ask if we can have someone keep time. I'll announce the time for each item. So you just have to let us know when we're at the end. Can someone please volunteer? It's not a hard job.
I just want to say I did it last time, and I'm so completely exhausted today that I can't do it. I apologize.
Sure. No, can someone please volunteer to do this?
Okay, I'll volunteer, Bob.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, all right. So we're ready. So the first item is 5 minutes long, and it's approval of the June 17th committee meeting minutes, which Michael was kind enough to re-email a few minutes ago. So are there any amendments, or is there any discussion? Okay. Then is there any objection to approving the June 17th minutes? Okay, hearing none, those minutes are approved. So we did that in under 5 minutes. All right, the next item is 40 minutes are allocated, and this is status of National Election Supervisor job applications, budget status, membership list cleanup, and possible next steps. And who just joined the call?
Oh, it's Jane Zara from D.C. I must say, I'm looking for my phone charger. I apologize for being late.
No
and
problem.
I got to find my phone charger because my phone goes dead.
Fine. Okay, thanks. All right, so...
Bob?
Yes?
So, 40 minutes, I will make it a time certain of 6:34.
Yeah.
Well, 9:34, okay. Your time.
Right. Okay, so I believe, Margie, you may have some information on some of these points.
Yeah, I think I reported all of this before.
It was an informal meeting.
Okay,
so what
we found was that the three applications had been sent in. That is what Tamika reported to Bernard about 2 weeks ago, I think, and she forwarded the applications to him. He felt that it was a sort of an anemic pool, as he said, it didn't reflect enough diversity to be seriously considered, and he urged that we do whatever we can to increase the number of applicants. The job listing is still up on the web page, and there was some discussion at some point, or maybe I just dreamed this up, that we would sort of, notify the LSBs, maybe put, try and get notices on the individual station websites and make some effort to get some additional applications. That's that. And on the money, we just simply don't know. It does not appear realistic for many of the stations who have, in fact, budgeted election expenses to be able to have access to that money for elections at the time elections come around. They're all of the stations, except for perhaps K and A, are struggling to meet expenses and will likely spend money budgeted for elections on something else. And that's where it's at, as far as I know. The problem with actual hard financial figures is that until a few days ago, the budgets for each of the units had not yet been put into our big accounting system, and the national office is got people working full-time on getting figures posted so that we can have some sense of what stations have spent. And that doesn't mean that the stations haven't been doing their reporting. I think all of the stations have been reporting expenses, but there was no way to generate reports without some work in the national office, and I apologize for not totally understanding it. But Raul, who has been in Los Angeles for 2 days helping the business managers at KPFK and the archives, is returning to the office tomorrow, and I can ask him to, send out something. But in a conversation that he and I had, he said that it seemed unlikely that we would have enough money at least three out of the five stations to support elections.
Okay, and do you have any information on the status of cleaning up the membership list at the five stations?
Janet Kay, I have a question about...
Hang on. Let's hear her report, and then you can ask me questions.
It has been discussed on two leadership calls, and I will raise it again with the GMs on Thursday. I know that... I can't remember now. I think it was WBAI, maybe Serene knows, did a mailing recently, a fundraising mailing, and whatever, it was one of the two East Coast stations did a fundraising mailing, and so that's a tremendous boost in terms of cleaning up the mailing list, but of course it means you have to people input the new records and so on, but that's all I know at this point, and I will know more after Thursday.
Okay. Thanks, Margie. All right, so now let's start with questions before we get into, proposals about next steps. So, Janet, you got a question?
Yes, Margie, sir, or anybody. The national office, I assume, pays the NES, and is there money available for that?
Okay, so unfortunately, the answer to that question is we simply don't know. If there was an accounts payable aging file That means, you know, how much money we owe to whom and for how long. If that file exists, we don't know where it is. So we are, you know, busy trying to recreate it. We certainly have the documents. We have invoices and we have statements. So we can recreate an accounts aging file, which would give us some sense of how much money we owe, when we owe it, and what we're going to do about it, and make some sense out of our financial situation. So there is an employee in the office who is literally working on that full time, as soon as he has input all of the invoices, and the expenditures do exist. I mean, the expenditures to date exist because they were expenditures get input as we go along, because every time a check is written or a funds are transferred, that's put into the system when it happens. So we know that, and we'll see what we can do as soon as we can.
Okay. Other questions for Margie? Okay. So why don't we take these items one at a time, just to keep our minds clear? So let's start for a few minutes. Why don't we try 10 minutes, Lawrence, on the question of what next steps we would recommend in terms of NES job applications?
Okay, 10 minutes.
Yeah, seeking, you know, do we agree that we should seek more job applications, and if so, how?
Okay, so the time sense for that would be 6:12.
Okay, thanks.
Well, not 12 years.
Okay, so anyone want to address that?
This is Margie.
Sure. Go ahead.
Talking.
Yeah.
I thought Bernard's idea was a good idea. I think we should each of us who is on an LSB should send a notice to the LSB saying that we have very few applicants for this position. It's still posted on the Pacifica webpage. If anybody knows anybody, encourage them to apply. I don't know other things to do, but that seems to me to be one thing we could do.
Okay. Well, let's start with just that suggestion. Does anyone have anything to add or any concerns about that particular suggestion?
Could I get on the stack? It's Jane from
sure.
DC.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so we announced, you know, at the LSB meeting, I thought it was pretty much written in stone that we were going to solicit nonprofits and people who wanted to have goodwill and have some sweat equity to see if they wanted to apply for these positions. And I haven't forwarded the letter, although we have 5 or 6 nonprofits or websites sort of pegged to do that. I don't know. Is there a UFO landing or something? I don't know what's going on.
Things squeaking.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, so there's that. Can we please move forward with this letter to see what we could get? I just didn't want to do it preemptorily because I thought we had decided on it, but I wanted to wait. So can we do that and see what we could get? And can we figure out a new deadline for NES applications? Because everything will flow from that. Because it sounds like that's what we got to do from what Margie said. That's it.
Okay, thanks. Well, let me just point out that the letter to the nonprofits is on the agenda a little bit later, so we will get to that. And it's only been held up because Janet had a concern about one section in terms of balloting. So, you know, hopefully we'll resolve that tonight, and then the letter can go out quickly. Let me go back, Jane, to my original question. Is what you said by way of concern about going to our LSBs to ask for applicants? Are you saying we should do the other thing first? Because I think that Jen, that Margie was suggesting, you know, going forward on all fronts.
I was just suggesting going forward on all fronts, assuming we could get a consensus tonight to do that, and then postponing the deadline for the NES hiring because, you know, we ought to do that, and because the pool is anemic and we haven't done enough outreach in the nonprofit sector.
Okay, thanks.
And certainly the OSB as well, but we don't need to get okays from the OSB. If they want to help, that's great. It'd be great if the OSBs could do something constructive for this, but to just move forward with it as representatives of the OSBs.
Okay. Who did I hear that wanted to speak?
Well, Hank Tostadt.
I'm sorry, who was the woman's voice?
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay. Okay. Hank hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Hank.
I'm concerned about not putting this out to the wider world. If we only advertise this on KPFT sites and to KPFT people, that's all we're going to get. I mean, we have what we're going to get from that probably when it comes to NESs.
So what's your suggestion?
Well, we could put it in Nonprofit Times or any of a number of national... periodicals that, you know, deal specifically with nonprofits. In Texas here, we have TANO, Texas Association of Nonprofits. California has essentially the same things. There are any number of places to put the ads that will get much greater reading than our websites do.
Okay. Janet? Oh, well, let me ask first, did anyone who hasn't spoken yet want to speak on this? Okay, go ahead, Jen.
Well, yeah, I agree with what Hank just suggested. I also, in terms of what Jane was talking about, a new deadline, that we could maybe talk about when we talk about the timeline. Because maybe we should add that into the timeline.
Okay. By the way, I'm on the website, the Pacifica.org website now, and I'm looking at the job description, and there is no deadline for applying. There is a completely outdated time frame for the job, which is temporary position May 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2014, but it doesn't actually have any deadline. So, we could choose to either suggest that the IED leave it as is or change it. It might make sense right now if things are up in the air to leave it as is and, you know, not put a deadline yet. But
Hank again.
Okay, hold on. Does anyone else want to address what our next step should be?
Michael Dubasek.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I agree with everything that's been said. I think we need to set a date and then the job description should be changed accordingly. I think that having deadlines tends to concentrate the mind on the question of, you know, coming up with the money. If we're talking about re-advertising, we have to give people at least, you know, a month to, you know, see the ad and then respond to the ad. So we're looking basically at the end of this fiscal year already. And the fiscal year ends up September 30th, and it's right in the middle of July. So if we posted it for hiring by October 1st, which would be in the fiscal year, then we just have to make sure that in the upcoming fiscal year we actually spend the money for elections on elections.
Okay. Let me just, in the interest of clarity of discussion, let me adopt Janet's suggestion that we hold off on this date discussion until we get to the timeline working group. So I think that's, you know, your suggestion sounds sensible, but rather than get caught up in that right now.
Yes.
So just, go ahead, Hank.
Well, if we leave the posting as it is, everybody that looks at it is going to think it's a stale chat posting.
I sort of, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Marg, you want to speak?
Yeah, I think I agree with that, and at least we should say that that we're reposting. You know, somehow we should indicate that it's a new effort to find people.
Okay. All right. So what I'm hearing, and I don't think we need any motions on this, unless there's someone else who wants to address it. Is there? Okay. So what I'm hearing is an idea that the dates where it says, you know, May 1st to December 31st should be updated once we've made a recommendation, and then I guess the IED decides what the time frame should be, then that should be updated. And a reference,
bye, honey.
A reference should be put that this is an updated job description, and then we should also suggest a deadline for applications. So is there any disagreement with those suggestions? And you know, what the new dates are, we'll get to in the next item, but just the idea that there should be dates. Any
sure.
disagreement? Okay. All right, so that we'll ask that.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. You got 1 minute.
Yeah, wait, there's a couple of us who want to speak on it.
Oh, on what I just said?
Yes.
Okay. You said a couple of us?
Yeah, Lawrence and Ann.
Oh, Lawrence, did you want to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know there's 1 minute left on the
right.
Item.
No, I heard that, but did you want to speak on the issue?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, Hank.
Okay. I think regardless of whether we choose today or not, we need to update the thing. Maybe remove the date for the time and just say this is a current posting as of today.
Well, I think we're actually going to get to the dates on this call, so I don't know that there needs to be a two-step process. I think we can work out dates and, hopefully Mark can finalize those very quickly and then just revise.
What I'm proposing is if we can't come up with a date, we need to update it anyway.
Okay. Well, let's see how far we get in this discussion. All right. So let's move on to the next piece of this, which is the budget status and what we should do about the uncertainty. Lawrence, can you allot 10 minutes for this discussion?
Okay. You got it. I've got to make it a time certain of 6:22, 9:22 your time.
Thank you. Okay. Comments or suggestions on how to proceed with the fact that we don't really know what the budget situation is? Who would like to speak?
I go to the stack.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat your statement, Bob, first?
Yes. I said we're now discussing what to do about the uncertain nature of the budget, of the availability of funds for the election, and whether we have suggestions of what should be done to deal with that.
Thanks.
Did you want to speak, Serene?
After Michael.
Okay. Thanks. Go ahead, Michael.
On the National Finance Committee call, Roland Salvador said that he would try to have, he said an internal deadline for the end of this month, July, to have sort of income and expenses up to date. Current, he can't really provide the full budget because they have not yet finished the audit of last year, and until they get last year's complete budget audited and finalized, they can't roll over anything that needed to make the full budget for this year. To see what's carried over, but he will have income and expenses by the end of July, which would give us at least a framework to see what we can do.
I'm sorry, Michael, I didn't hear the beginning of your sentence. Who was it that will have this data?
Raul Salvador, the CFO on the Finance Committee call, had made a commitment to get us the income and expenses aspect of the financials. You know, how much money has come in, how much money has gone out. He can't give us the whole thing because that still awaits completely the audit of last year's budget.
Okay.
But we'll have a rough picture by the end of July. But I think the rough picture is going to show that a lot of stations don't have the money based on what people have been saying individually. So I'm inclined to what I said earlier again, that I think most of the expenses are going to have to come out of next year's budget.
Okay. Serene?
Okay, thanks. I had And, you know, I understand what Michael's saying about numbers not being available. I think he said around the end of the month. So maybe. When is our next meeting?
2 weeks from tonight, the 28th.
Well, whatever. I have this motion. I have this motion that I don't have because I'm in a car on the highway. But I think I might have sent it to you a couple of weeks ago, Bob, when I was first thinking of it. And if you can find it and send it to the community,
that's
fine. I won't try to
speak up.
I'm sorry, the reception's not good on
Happened on this end too.
What?
Something happened on this end. I can't hear any of you well.
Okay, well, if you can't hear anyone well, then that has nothing to do with the transmission.
I can't hear anything either.
Okay, Bob, I'll get back on the stack after I pass this patch of road.
Okay. All right. Who else would like to speak?
I just lost contact. This is Jane from D.C. Are we still speaking about the funding by local stations?
Yeah. Well, the funding overall, including by the
well,
station.
How much is it per station approximately? I know I should know this, but I don't. That they have to come up, that each station has to come up with. I know BAI is more expensive because it has more members, but like how much does a station have to come up with? Is it $100,000, $50,000, $200,000?
Does anyone? I don't know if anyone has that at their fingertips. I did post the budget for the last election a few weeks ago, and I'd be happy to recirculate that. I just don't have it handy right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should check.
No, it's fine. But as you suggested, each station is different based on the number of members, which then influences the postage and printing of ballots and candidate materials.
Yeah, unless we do the email and cost-cutting measures. And
well, but even then, remember, the bylaws require written ballots be made available to everyone who wants them.
So, yeah.
You know, there's probably going to be a large number who still want their written ballots, even if we decide to supplement it with electronic.
Okay, and then the second question I have is, it's approximately 10%, that is the response rate. Which, I mean, considering national elections and local elections, isn't really that shameful a turnout. I'm just wondering if we can... I know this is about cost, but it just seems that to spend so much for such little turnout, if we could... I guess purging the list is the best thing, figuring out updated lists. And that's all. I don't...
Okay, anyone else on the budget situation?
Okay, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you fine.
As well? Okay, great. Thank you. So I sent a draft motion. I don't know if you remember seeing it, Bob, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I didn't send it to the full committee. I think I might have sent it to you.
Yeah, I do remember. I'll look for it right now.
Okay, because it essentially asked the NFC to use the 2012 numbers.
Maria Elena Castellanos finally on the call from KPFT.
Oh, welcome. It essentially asked the NFC to use the 2012 figures as a date and tell us where they understood the stations individually to sit with regard to having the funds available to conduct the election.
Okay, were you done, Serene?
Yeah, I mean, I would want people to hear the actual language of it if you could find it.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think I'm getting close. All right, so Maria Elena, welcome. We're discussing the brief report that Margie just gave us as IED about the budget situation for elections, and basically that there's a lot that's uncertain right now. The figures are being worked on for the, you know, overall income and expenses. So, actually, let me clarify, Margie. When did you say, or maybe Michael said, when is there an estimated time, or is there yet, that
yeah.
we might have a clearer picture?
By the end of July.
Okay. All right.
Bob?
Yes.
This is Warren.
Yes.
So you got 2 minutes on this item and a total of 12 on the 40 minutes I will allot it.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're clearly going to have to extend the budget discussion because Serene wants to offer this motion. So, I think I'm zeroing in on where it is in my inbox. But in any case, does anyone have any other comments in general on how to proceed?
Point of order, question, and that.
Yes.
And that is, what is Serene's motion? The language?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. As soon as I find it, I will send it, and then I'll read it out loud.
And you'll send it by way of, you're on the website?
I will send it to the committee listserv and also the three people who are not yet on the listserv.
So am I on the listserv, Maria Elena?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Can you repeat the gist of her motion?
Serene, did you hear that?
No, I'm sorry.
Michael asked, could you at least say the gist of your motion?
Oh, I did.
Oh, well, he couldn't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which is to ask the NFC to give us an idea of whether or not they thought the stations were in a position to pay for the election, using the 2012 figures as a basis.
Okay, I have found it now, and I am going to post it right now.
Thanks.
Can you read it for the screen?
Yes. Give me 30 seconds here.
We're trying, Bob.
Okay.
This is been for 7 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to 7 more minutes on this on the budget discussion? Okay. Hearing no objection, then 7 more minutes. Okay. Hang on. Okay. The PNB Elections Committee requests that the National Finance Committee do an assessment of the capacity of each of the 5 stations and the National Office to cover the expenses of the 2014 delegate elections based on the assumption that the electoral calendar will span both fiscal years 2014 and 2015. This should include a review of amounts included in the fiscal year 2014 budget for elections and amounts actually available for that purpose. The Elections Committee suggests using the actual expenses of the 2012 election as the guideline while it works to find ways to lower the expenses. So that's the motion. The floor is open for discussion. Nobody has discussion?
Point of order, yes.
Yes.
I'm unclear. It's a question, and that is, does this language suggest that this is the only basis for determining projected expenses for carrying out the election? I mean, is this motion exclusive of other types of election procedures not under discussion with regard to this budget? I don't know if I made my question clear because I'm not clear what the motion excludes or includes.
Serene, do you want to address that? Serene, are you there?
This Margie wants to say something.
Okay, yeah, while we wait for Serene. Go ahead.
And Janet Kay.
I just think my personal opinion is that the motion doesn't compel us or limit us in any way. It's just we're seeking information so that we can make, we can view this whole thing comprehensively. That's how I see it.
Okay, Serene, are you back? Okay. Maria Elena, did Margie's comment address what she said?
It's in consonance with my interpretation, but I'm not sure that it addresses what I said, because Serene, the maker of the resolution, is not on the call.
Right.
And I certainly don't want to pass anything that would include an exclusion of other methods of carrying out the election.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, can someone give Serene a call to see if she can get back on?
Well, she's on the highway and going in and out of signal, you know, reception.
I'm sure
she'll, you know, come back on when she can. But I do want to draw attention to the last sentence, which I think addresses what you're saying. The Elections Committee suggests using the actual expenses of the 2012 election as the guideline while it works to find ways to lower the expenses. So that suggests a lot of leeway to say, you know, we're not saying that it's necessarily, and hopefully it won't cost as much as it did last time, but that just to get the analysis going as a first step, let's use that as the first guideline, and then, you know, we can subtract from there as we come up with cost-cutting measures. That's how I read that sentence.
Thank you, Bob. That answers my question, and I agree with your interpretation of that. By the way, put me on the stack, please, because I wanted to raise another question. I guess it is a point of order. And that is, does this was this budget proposed or amended in light of the alternative proposal for elections that Bob Crozier sent to us today, July 14th?
Well, let me clarify something. There is no proposal for a budget. Okay, all that we have is the actual amounts that were spent in 2012. We have not yet developed a budget. Now, it's true that when the five stations and the national office put together their budget for the fiscal year that we're now moving towards the end of, so actually, let me amend what I said. There is no budget. There are budget figures included in this year's budget. I don't have those in front of me. I don't know if it's based on, you know, the same total amount as spent in 2012 or not.
Bob, let me just say, I did clarify with the business manager at KPFA that the amount in the budget is based on what the expenditures were in 2012.
Oh, okay, thanks. All right.
So I assume it's the same for every state.
So that,
you got 1 minute.
Let me just finish. So, in other words, this was looked at to whatever extent it was actually examined. I have no idea by, you know, the National Finance Committee last year, but in any case, it was last August and September. So nobody has looked at any specific budget figures in almost a year. Okay, so this committee can have input into that if we come up with ways to cut the costs. Okay, so I heard Janet, and was there another person who wanted to speak?
Serene.
Serene. Oh, well, actually, we'd asked for Serene earlier, and I think she went out of reception area, so let's call on her first. Did you hear the question?
No, I've gotten dropped. I just wanted to say I was back on the call in case there were any questions.
Oh, great. Okay.
I just have a quick thing that probably would help with...
All right.
Or,
go ahead,
you know,
Janet.
Just that I agree with this motion, but by when? I mean, we need to, or I think we should add a request, a date by which this information is provided.
Okay, well, let me ask Michael and anyone else on this call who also sits on the National Finance Committee. Michael, do you have any sense? I know it's hard for you to say as one individual member, but... Do you have any sense what's a realistic date to ask the Finance Committee to come up with this analysis by?
There's no point to even trying to do it until we can get the elementary financials from the CFO's promise. So that would be by the end of July. And in the earliest, I think it would be the next meeting after that, which I don't remember off the top of my head, but we could look at the calendar.
Could it really be done in a meeting, wouldn't it? It seems like it's a pretty detail-oriented task. It requires people to go offline and spend several hours poring over the six budgets.
So, well, if we had a normal financials, it would show you for each line with the actuals versus the budgeted, and then for the whole thing. So once you actually get that, it will be fairly evident. None of that money has been spent for the purpose it was budgeted for, but it just the question is, are the stations within budget or over budget? I suspect a lot of them are going to be over budget. Out of balance, I guess you'd say, not performing as well in income and therefore having to cut expenses, and that's a likely one to get cut because it's not obligated yet.
All right, well, in terms of Janet's question, is it possible, do you think, to put a proposed deadline in this motion, or is it premature?
Maria Elena on the stack.
Okay, hang on. I'm just asking Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the calendar. The Financial Finance Committee will meet on August 12th. That would be the likeliest meeting, the first meeting at which we could probably do it.
So do we want to say by August 15th? Is that, Michael, do you think that's realistic? Or give some time after the meeting to work out the figures?
Well, I think we'll have figures before that meeting, and at that meeting we could probably do it. So the 15th would be fine.
Okay.
Janet K.
All right, so I had Maria Elena and then Janet K.
First of all, I don't think, as we've just discussed, we have, of course, any kinds of, even last year's, even 2013, figures where someone just said that all of this is based upon expenditures of the year, fiscal year 2012. So I assume the fiscal year of 2012 ran through what is it, from what date to what date? And then the question would be, wouldn't those figures for the succeeding year be available immediately? Why do we have to wait till August 12th to get figures that were should have been due or completed by accessible by December of 2013? That's my question. And if we could please update this motion with those budget figures of the most recent budgets used.
Okay, I'll start, and maybe Michael can chime in and answer your question. We do have...
Bob, say it again, Bob.
Yes.
It's me, Lawrence. You got 1 minute left from the 40.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Bob. I circulated before, and I'll be happy to recirculate the complete compiled budget from the... And I'm not sure if it's fiscal year 2012 or just the 2012 elections, which spanned two fiscal years. Because
it's
our
actually,
fiscal year,
it's go the ahead. 2012 elections, Bob.
Right, because our fiscal years run from October 1st to September 30th, and that election, I think, started in August. In any case, we have those figures. That's not the holdup. The holdup is, what we don't know is, how, even though money was put in this year's budget for elections based on those figures, we don't know if because of several stations falling short of income projections, whether there's the income available to fulfill those expenses in the next year, and whether the projections, you know, for the next year are that it'll be any better next year, whether the income will improve. That's what we're waiting on, is to look at, you know, after all the expenses were toted up this year, not election expenses, other expenses, and all the income was toted up, how far short did we fall of our initial projections from a year ago? That's the question that needs to hash out.
Janet, could I get on the stack after, I guess, Janet wants to
Is that Jane? Is that Jane speaking?
Yes, Jane.
Okay, all right, so I have Janet and then Jane, and was there another person?
Same time.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay, shall we go for 10 more minutes on the budget? Okay, no objection. All right, 10 minutes. So
that'll be 6:45, Bob. 9:45 your time.
Right. So Janet and then Janet.
Okay, I'm just concerned because we just had talked about setting a deadline for NES candidates to apply for a job, and we don't know, and we won't know until August 15th, perhaps, if there is money to pay an NES, and so what do we do about that? Anyway, it's just not a great thing. If we get applications, we start the hiring process, and then it ends up there's no money to pay them. I don't have a solution. I'm just bringing up the question.
Okay. Done. Jane?
And okay. Okay. So I guess two things. I think we should move forward with the solicitation to nonprofits and other people as cost-cutting measures, and also urge, and if there's a requirement, force local stations, each affiliate, to check their mailing list to really cut down on costs. Those are the two things that are, I think, no argument. I mean, they just seem to make sense. But the other thing is sort of a larger issue. I'm no expert on the bylaws, but there are certain things that we as members of a board have to fulfill. And if there is a mandate to fill the board, right, then I don't really see why there's a... It's not an all-or-none thing. I mean, they have to allocate some money to local affiliates to be able to carry out their requirements under the bylaws, you know, of governance. And if we can't elect people, then do we appoint them? I mean, if maybe there are alternative things that are consistent with the bylaws, that's one thing. But really, as PSW, we are at a loss. Like, we have 11 or 12 people showing up for the meetings. We have a lot of dead weight on our board. You know, we're figuring out how to clean up the board amidst really, really vociferous protestations. People miss board meetings for 3, 4, 5, 8 months, and they participate no labor at all in any of the subcommittees. And I think that's an issue, too, but we are sorely missing board members. And, you know, without elections, you know, I we're at a loss as to how to really democratically fill these boards. So my question is, there has to be some basic allotment or assurance to local stations that they carry out their minimal requirements of governments to fill the board. And, you know, I don't think we have to sort of beg. I mean, we can inquire what the budget is, but, you know, we're just trying to carry out our duties, so we should be allotted some money. And if we're going to get to the struggle of where the money goes in terms of the relationship between the PNB and local stations, I mean, that's a horse race we really don't want to enter because, you know, it's rife with controversy. So I think we have to demand that at a minimum we be able to move forward to do something to fill the boards. And elections seem like a reasonable thing. And that's it.
Okay. All right.
Mariela,
I just want to direct people to address the motion, or if you have amendments to the motion. That's what's on the floor right now, Serene's motion, with the amendment that's been suggested about an August 15th request, a request that the National Finance Committee provide this data by August 15th. So I heard Maria Elena and then Hank. Go ahead, Maria.
Basically, the motion is a request for information, and it doesn't, it needs something to move the process forward. Maybe that's because, we need another motion, to address exactly what Jane, just talked about, and that is, looking at alternative ways of filling out the LSB. And I will save further discussion of this because there's already a suggestion coming from the PNB Governance Committee that I would like to put forward. And that is with regard to signing in runners-up. to fill out not only this term, but in case the elections are protracted or dragged out and are not carried out in August of this year.
Okay, yeah, thanks for holding off on that. We can place that on the agenda as soon as we dispose of this. So, Hank, who's next?
Well, I would call the question. I mean,
you can't, technically you can't call the question in committees, only on full boards. That's what Rob said.
True, but that's true. We're discussing something that's an obvious go-to decision.
Right. So let me just ask, we might be done anyway. Does anyone else need to address the motion before we vote on it? Okay. So let's just formulate the wording of the amendment. How about if the next to last, we add a new sentence, next to last sentence that says, the Elections Committee requests that this analysis be completed by August 15, 2014. Does that capture what folks want? Or is there any wording change to that?
That's good.
Okay, hearing none. Michael, did you get that down?
No, I did not. I was trying to find the roll again so I could call the roll.
Point of information.
Hang on. Let Michael finish. So you want me to repeat it? Okay.
No, I'd like you to write it down and email it to me later.
Oh, all right. Sure, I can do that. All right. Who had the point of information?
Janet. Okay, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's just I don't know whether we should add, whether it would be necessary to add something like "and delivered to the chair" or "delivered to the committee."
Yeah. Well, I think whoever said normally
these
kind of motions are sent by the secretary, so I think it's clear that, and he also sits on the NFC, so I think it'll be clear that it's to be sent back to the person who requested it. On behalf of this committee. So I don't think we need to put that language in the motion. So, all right. So are we ready to vote on the... Well, first of all, is there any objection to the amendment to request the analysis be done by August 15th? Any objection? Okay. Hearing none, that sentence is added. And then is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Question, point of order.
Yes.
You said that you sent it to the listserv, and I don't see it. I'm on the internet.
Are you hungry?
Hank, can you please mute your phone?
Okay. And that is, I'm on the on my email right now, and I'm refreshing it, and I don't. I'm looking to where you posted it, you said, with a new subject line, or because I don't see it.
Okay. I'll separately CC you on this next one, so then you'll see everything.
Okay. But why isn't, if I'm on the listserv, and I am, for the Elections Committee, why didn't it pop up now?
I don't know. I'll have to look into that after the meeting.
Okay. Because I know there's been delays in my mail being delivered to me, and I don't know why.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure right now, but I'll check it out afterwards. Okay. So, is there any objection to adopting the motion as amended? Okay. Hearing none, then this motion is adopted. And now, the final piece, which we need to allocate a little more time for, is the station list cleanup that Margie reported is somewhat underway. Why don't we say 5 minutes just to discuss any next steps? I don't think we need any motions because Jane asked earlier if we should require this to be done. We actually passed two motions, one last summer and another in January of this year, urging the PNB to direct the ED to have the five managers do this. And so that's already been done. And the PNB did adopt our motion. So we just have to follow up on it. So... let me start with you, Margie. Is there anything you think we need to do on this, or will you just kind of follow through at that manager's meeting?
I mean, I'll follow through at the manager's meeting, but I think pressure from all directions would be good. And, you know, whatever individual PNB members or LSB members or LSBs themselves, if your LSB is meeting in the next period of time, take it up and urge the GMs to get this done. It's really difficult and causes a lot of, you know, frustration that this isn't seen as important as I think it should be. Not only for elections, but you know, if we're gonna do fundraising solicitations, we need clean mailing lists. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, I think pressure from all directions is called for on this matter.